Hello, ladies and gents. We are back with another episode of School of Rock. It is Tuesday, November the 6th. Yeah, it's a rainy Tuesday, unfortunately. Pretty brutal walk over to the studio.
Yeah, but what can you do? But
it was nice this morning, but you know, I don't know about you. I'm feeling pretty lazy today. I woke up sleepy and it just hasn't gone away. Yeah.
Well, we got an appropriate playlist for today then. Like, yeah, it's kind of a more mellow day today. So we kind of put together kind of a more relaxed soundtrack. Nothing too hard. A little bit carried over from our last week's segment when we had Connor McKean on to accompany us for our show, which is actually a great time. So besides that, we're just going to be hanging out in the studio and playing some good tunes, like always?
Playing some tunes, yeah. We got our PR guy Dylan in the studio right now. He's taking some professional action shots of us,
Appreciate it.
In the lab. Laboratory.
He does all of our posts, so like on Facebook, right before the show, we usually get a shout out to listening to School of Rock. So big thanks to Dill.
Yeah, Dylan's our guy, and he's done a fantastic job. So all right, so today on the docket, we're looking at kind of a variety of different artists, no particular era or theme per se, but we kind of just went with some more slower, sleepy tunes, if you will. And to start us off today, we have a nice, relaxing, maybe not so sleepy, but it's a kind of a nice, slower song.
Well, Fleetwood Mac was in Toronto the other day.
They had a show, right?
Yeah.
And they have two scheduled for March next year and April. And I went online to look at the tickets this morning, and they're like, you know, the cheapest one's over $200.
I think it's the farewell tour. I'm not sure. They've been touring way too long. Like, Lindsey Buckingham isn't even in Fleetwood Mac anymore, and he's been the guitarist since like the 70s. Like he said, he's like, yo, I'm getting too old for this. We don't sound nearly as good as we used to.
He's still touring. He still does stuff.
Does he actually? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, maybe he was Kitchener soon. Referring to people like, that were singing and kind of taking that larger role.
Maybe just as a group.
I don't know.
Anyways, to kick us off today, we have Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac. So enjoy, guys. That was Jimi Hendrix, The Wind Cries Mary. And prior to that, we had Glass Tiger.
Yep, that's a good one. I think it's accompanied by Rod Stewart as well. And they sing about Nova Scotia.
Yeah, I heard that line, take me back to Scotia or something.
Mm-hmm. Which I always like, a little sentimental touch to Canada.
There's a couple nice couple songs in a row there, you know? A few songs in a row.
What we have coming down the pipe, though?
So up next, we're looking at a little more experimental, you know, The Doors, Jim Morrison, if you're familiar. And then a little Bob Seger. The song that we're going to play is one of my personal favorites. I guess I just kind of inherited that from my dad because it's also his favorite, Bob Seger. Yeah.
You always inherit music from your parents anyways.
Always. And he's the guy that when I was young and we're sitting in a car. I was talking to Connor about this yesterday. He's like, you know, it's such a dad thing to do. Because we were talking about, you know, when we're kids and we're sitting in the car listening to like Q107 or the old rock stations.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, you know who this is? You know, my dad goes, you know who this is? He gives me that look. And I'm like, yeah, give me a sec. And then, you know, try to guess at it. And that would just be years of that kind of thing. So
I think everyone got that.
I think a lot of people did get that, and I just now actually like, you know, kind of knowing and stuff. It's just like a fun thing for me to do, and so that's why we.
But I bet now it's kind of. I guess anytime he says it now, you're kind of like, well, I think I mastered all of them, Dad. There's not many these days.
There's not many that go.
Especially on Q107 when it's just like mainstream rock and roll
and stuff. Yeah.
I do like Psychedelic Sunday, but besides that, like. They're pretty repetitive in terms of their playlists.
I think it's okay. I like Q107. Mm-hmm.
But they're also like on the air so much. Like we're only here for an hour once a week, so it's easy for us to keep things fresh. But I guess if you're Q107.
Yeah, and I'm sure they've started to kind of move away, sort of not move away, but more closer to sort of newer rock and kind of newer music.
What, so you don't hear Life is a Highway about three times a day when you're driving?
No, that would be like Rock 95 or The Dock or something, for sure.
Yeah, that is funny. Sometimes it's like, I remember like up north, the Moose Station, which is what I listen to. Sometimes they're absolutely killing the tunes, especially during like this one college party I had where I just put the Moose on the entire time. They were just like back to back, like great fire up rock songs. And then some other times it can just be like awful tunes, like just repetitive songs over and over.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't even say awful, just like they would tend to play.
Awful, but repetitive.
Yeah, and I was when I worked at Big Red Works on Georgian Bay. We're outside all day working on properties and stuff. And some of the jobs, like, you need the radio for, or else you're just kind of bored out of your tree.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring in the radio, like those big industrial ones, and you're playing like the Moose or the Dock or Rock 95, and you just have to switch it up, or else they all play the same like loop, like similar loop.
Yeah, it is pretty similar, but it's always nice when you have a big like crowd together and everyone's kind of like, listen to the radio station, but they're just killing it with the songs. But I do agree with you when stuff gets repetitive over time.
It's also fun when you hear songs that you like that you didn't choose. So having your favorite song come on your iPod is different than having your favorite song come on the radio. You know, you're way more psyched.
Yeah, like I know at one point in the night, like Five Long Years came on, and you know, that's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
And everyone was chanting at one point, like, turn up the Moose. And I was like, just fired, so fired up. But yeah, it was a great
really
night.
Fun, eh? All right, so like we said, we've got some more songs coming up, and we'll start off our run of three with a song called Soul Kitchen by The Doors. Enjoy. All right, and that was Tom Cochran singing like a sunset on special request from co-host Jeff Banwell.
I do like Tom Cochran, you know, nice little Canadian boy, but he doesn't really tour very much anymore. He only does kind of just like charity events, stuff like that. I think he did one for cystic fibrosis at Steam Whistle a few years ago. But
yeah, well, he was peak like 80s kind of thing.
Yeah.
Great Canadian artist.
Yeah, for sure. Losing his voice now, though.
Fantastic song. He did, so he's got a song called Big League.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big favorite. And the story is based on like a true story. The song is based on a true story of this kid who was a fantastic hockey player growing up and, you know, had a lot of potential and going, and he died in a car crash, tragically, him and his girlfriend. And so he wrote that song called Big League. And recently, you know, over the summer, there was that horrific crash, the Humboldt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he did he kind of redid the version of Big League to honor the players on that team. So that was pretty amazing.
Well, yeah, I didn't hear about that, but that's definitely something to look into. Good mm-hmm. for him, though. That's just so nice to do for like a town that just lost like 20 some of its hockey players and staff. Like it's horrible.
Yeah, it was tragic. Right? And and sorry, Lee, before we had a little Tom Cochran, those were The Doors and Like a Rock by Bob Seger, which, like I said, is one of my favorites.
It's always a good song. Oh, really?
Bob, yeah.
Can't
he's
complain.
Just like, he's just my, you know, a favorite.
He's not. I feel like he's not as popular as he should be, Bob Seger. But like recently, I was just trying to.
I'd say maybe amongst our generation.
Yeah, that's what
probably.
I meant. Amongst our generation.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But he was a stud
mm-hmm.
For our parents, and just like a sick guy. Like he would just ride around on a. I probably said this before, but ride around on a motorcycle just playing shows around America.
What a life, eh? Guitar on the back, and you're on the motorcycle.
Literally,
just touring America.
Play gigs like at bars and other venues, and just ride around on his motorcycle.
Jeez, I kind of want to do that, but I'm not really talented enough to pick up the guitar and start singing there, Mitch.
Need some skills there, bud.
Yeah.
All right. So, what do we got coming up next? We've got a band, probably a lesser household name, but they're a Canadian mm-hmm. band, and.
What are they called?
It's a band called 5440.
Okay.
And I'm sure you've heard the song before. It was a radio hit. And I'd say, I remember when we were younger, like around 2000s, it was still floating around the radio. But it's from the 80s.
Okay, got you.
Or 90s, I don't know.
Fair enough. Well, I haven't really heard of them.
Either way, it's a good song. And
We got Buffalo Springfield next.
And
that's
then a
be
little
good.
Vietnam War mm-hmm. area. But continuing with our kind of slow and easygoing set, we've got... I Go Blind by 5440, so enjoy.
Every time I look at you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. And that was a little CCR, one of their slower ones, Long As I Can See the Light. I remember I first heard that song in How I Met Your Mother.
Have you
ever watched that?
Like I've obviously heard of it. I've never been a huge fan of it though, but continue it anyways.
You heard it was just the first time I heard it and it was, I don't know, I think I think one of the guys broke up with a girl and she was throwing all his stuff like on fire out of the window. And it
sounds like a familiar kind of situation.
You've had that happen?
No. I know of people that have had that happen, though. We don't need to bring up names, but...
Can you please describe what happened without using names?
Sure. Well, we had this buddy.
Call them Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill, okay. So Jack has been dating Jill for, well, quite some time now, right? Mm-hmm. And then Jill, I think all the lads knew, she kind of had a crazy side to her. And then Jack, being the level-headed kind of guy that he is, I guess just wasn't, shit wasn't working out. But anywho, Jill had this really, really nice sweater. I think it was a Vulcan sweater, which is like a ski brand.
Mm-hmm.
And Jill put the store, like, took a photo and shared it online. Burned it.
Oh, I did see that.
Burned it. I knew you knew who I was talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Like, there you go. Click it in. But shirt was set right on fire.
There you go.
Know, if we still ran our blog, I would have posted the... Actually, probably not. Posted the photo just to show the fans what happens to a sweater when it's burned on the fire. But anywho, our good buddy is now free and mentally sane now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And now he's free from the shackles.
Anywho, what else do we have going on in this show, Tim? We've been kind of lazy today.
It is very lazy, and so I apologize to the listeners for maybe lack of energy today. But
lack of content, too.
She's going slow.
She's going slow.
In terms of what we have up next, this next one by Elton John, Small.
Have you heard of him?
British musician. and it's one of my favorites by him, maybe a little lesser known. But my old roommate, Connor Bethel, actually showed me this song, and it's one of his favorites too, and now mine. So,
is he on a farewell tour right now, Elton John? I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah. Is it still going? My parents went and saw him in October.
Oh, yeah?
In Toronto at his stop, but I think you're right. I think he is doing a farewell tour. I
wonder how old he is. He's definitely up there in the...
He's like...
70s?
Let's find out right now, actually.
Quick little Google search for you.
I think he is.
How old are we talking?
He's 71 years old.
Oh, okay. Wow, he's still singing at 71. Good for you. Yeah, I'm not sure how, you know, good he is still, but did your parents have anything positive or negative to say about the concert?
Yeah. Well, the man's 71, so his vocals aren't up to par as what he was in his heyday, which I don't think anybody could have that expectation going to the concert. Like, you know it's not going to be...
For sure.
But they said the production was amazing. Like, he's always been a huge performer and a flashy guy. Performance was fantastic, and his piano playing hasn't suffered. You know, he's a master still. So, you know, I think they said everything, with the exception of maybe his voice a little bit.
Gaia.
The show was amazing, as you would expect from. So, I guess we'll sign off here. We got a couple songs left for you to play out the show. Elton John, and follow that, John Denver.
That's always a good tune, Rocky Mountain High.
Yeah.
Like, not his most popular one, obviously, which would be...
Take Me Home.
Yeah, Take Me Home, Country but Road. I honestly like this one better,
personally. It's really good. Mm. It's really good. So anyways, we'll say bye to you guys here. Thanks for tuning in.
See you next week.
Enjoy these last couple songs. Yeah, we'll see you next week, and I believe we're going to have Connor on next week again.
Yes.
And we are going to do a special edition of middle school dance era bangers with the likes of Sum 41,
Billy Talent, Green Day,
Blink-182, all your favorites from kind of those mid-2000s will be coming your way. So be sure to tune in next Tuesday, November 13th.
But also on a different note, Mitch and I, for all you Laurier students out there tuning in, will be running open mic night on November 19th.
Yes.
I believe so. We are
Monday the 19th.
Yes, emceeing the event. So be ready to laugh hysterically as we plan on writing some jokes. Well, not really. We're not really comedians.
Come out for a beer. Support your local talent.
Seriously.
And we'll see you guys there.
Enjoy.
Thanks a lot, guys. We will see you next week.
Spanish Harlem are not just pretty words.